Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? This is Z.
And I'm True Worship.
And I'm KD.
And we are 360. And we go hard
on Real Talk
with Michael McFadden. Yeah.
We go hard for the Lord. And I'll be dressing mercy on the apologize for it.
Here we go.
What's up, world? This is DeMario Street.
So cry now, cry later.
And you are now tuned in to Real Talk.
Real Talk?
With Michael McFadden. You definitely gonna cry if you miss this show, y'all.
Check one, check two. My mic sounds right. Yes, it does, because it must be March 2nd, 2015. 8:30. Yes, we are live. All right, a little discombobulated there. I am back. I have gained my composure. It is 8:30. Broadcasting live, Powder Springs, Georgia. Show number 402, if you count. That's 402, whatever, however you want to say it, 402 shows, ladies and gentlemen, started back in the day, August 27th or something like that, 2009, yep, show number 402. Shout out to Inner Circle for the track, my man Fat, my homie C, what up, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call the show tonight is very simple, 347-994-2063, 347-994-2063. We're on Facebook right now. Michael McFadden on Facebook. Real Talk with Michael McFadden on Facebook. Also on Instagram and Twitter. DC, the number 2 ATL. Yup. DC, the number 2 ATL. Yup, I'm from DC. I'm from the real DC. I'm from Southeast. The reason why I say that is because I got a lot of folks from DC on the line. Or allegedly. We'll find out if they really from DC, because, you know, we do the DC check around here. You know what I'm saying? Are you from D.C. or you be repping the DMV? All right, my bad. Back to the show. Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Hey, shout out to everybody that's celebrating a birthday today. If you got a birthday today, hit us up like you always do. Shout out to all them Pisces.
Hello.
And because it's Pisces season, hey. I know my dad's going to be calling in like
don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
Every other show. Also, got to say happy birthday to Erica. She's celebrating a birthday today. Ayana is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Roberta. My man Charles. What up, Charles? And a big shout out to my man Gene B. What's happening? Also, shout out to my man John Silas over there at Silas Photography Group. Images you will never, ever forget. Hit them up, silasphotographygroup.com. Also, got to say what's up to my folks over there at Boss Life E-Cigars. What up, Slim Thug? Thank you for all my e-cigars. If you want to grab one, just visit the website, bosslifeatl.com. You grab one of those cigars. I like them because they don't have no nicotine or nothing like that. You get like 2,000 puffs or whatever. None of the smell that's associated with the smoking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Shout out to you, Slim Thug. Great job. We appreciate you. Hey, we got an awesome show for you tonight. Join us at the top of the hour. My man Michael Walden is going to be driving by.
Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
Motivational speaker. Shout out to my man Keith Underwood for always bringing us great guests, as always. He's going to be hanging out with us at 9 o'clock. Also joining me tonight, she's back. Yes, she is. Y'all remember last time, the play, he loves me, he loves you not. Guess what? She's doing it again. Up in my hood, up in D.C., this time the play is called My Boyfriend's Wife, the stage play. Oh, Lord. And she's brought the cash with her. This is going to be fun. Oh, yeah, I got to hear this one. This is going to be an awesome production. Michelle is joining us. She's going to be hanging out with us today. She's going to tell about the play. As a matter of fact, I think the play is on Pop's birthday, if I'm not mistaken. So That's going to be awesome. So I'll tell you what, don't go nowhere, because when we come back, we're going to talk to the whole entire cast. Who we got? Josh, QT, Calvin, Tiffany, Michelle, the whole cast, Josh the director. Michelle, you know what? It's going to be awesome, as always, like we always do. Also, don't forget, tomorrow morning, Tony and Gray Show, Michael McFadden, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. If y'all never heard it, please do me a favor. Check us out. You can check us out anywhere in the world. TGSMM.com. We have a great time every morning. As a matter of fact, if you never heard it before, this is what you're missing. We'll be right back. Real talk.
I gotta call this prostate dude. I gotta get my prostate checked. It's been on my spirit.
I checked it.
No. Shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I gotta really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even gotta take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up for your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody did that. Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right, man? Oh. We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
Tax wants to know, what would you do with an extra $50?
I put gas in my car.
I pay my cell phone bill.
Liberty Tax wants to know what you do with an extra $50. Check our Facebook page for an upcoming special promotion. When we do your taxes, we'll give you $50. Bring your W-2, get your taxes done, and walk out with $50, no matter what your refund is. Find us at LibertyTax.com or call 866-871-1040 today to find an office near you. Liberty Tax, where you'll get cash and your taxes done on the spot.
Hi, it's Louise Golby here, all the way from the UK, and I just wanted to say that I love listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Real Talk with Michael McFadden, we're back. Show number 402, if you count, March 2nd, 2015. Don't forget, this weekend, March 8th, I think it is, to set your clocks back. It is that time. Daylight saving time. We talked about this morning on the morning show. It is saving time. It is not savings time. Saving is what you put in the bank. Saving is what you do when you save time. So Saturday, before you go to bed. No, you don't set it back. You move forward. My bad. I would have had y'all all jacked up. Spring forward. Y'all would have had everybody jacked up. Yeah, forward. And also, I got to say shout out to my folks over at TC Praise Entertainment. They actually are putting on a play here in Atlanta as well. It's coming up October 10th, 5 p.m., right here in Atlanta, Georgia, right there at Douglas High School in their nice, beautiful auditorium over there. The new play is called He Who Finds a Wife Finds a Good Thing. Yes, and I am a testament to that. 20 years in the game, 21 years in the game. But for more information, you can visit their website, tcpraise.com, where I'm actually going to have them on the show later on this month, too. So we've got some big shows. Michael Walden will be up at the top of the hour Monday, R&B singer. And I don't know if she's still on that reality show, the R&B Divas. I don't know if she's still on the show or not. Monifa, she's going to be hanging out with us on Monday. And then tomorrow, Tony Grishow, Michael McFadden, you got Nikita Todd Stanley's going to be in with us, and Brandy from the group Black, she's going to be there. So that's enough about what's going on in my world of talk radio. What's going on in y'all world? As a matter of fact, what's going on up there in D.C.? I'm waiting on my mic. Is my mic open up? Is it open? I'm sorry. Is it open? I don't know. As a matter of fact, the new play is called My Boyfriend's Wife. They are going to be launching this thing on the 14th, my dad's birthday. So something tells me that he's probably going to make a trip up there to see his baby girl perform. Ladies and gentlemen, from the author who brought you He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. Michelle is in the building, but you know what? I don't think her mic is open, y'all. Give me one second. I don't think her mic is open. It's circling. The great thing about live radio, you got to be flexible. You got to be able to keep it going. And that's one thing I can do because I've been doing it for 402 shows. So give me one second. It's coming. I see it. Quick refresh as I talk to myself. Too many people on from D.C. That's the problem. They be showing out for their people. I'm just completely stuck. Hold on. Happens all the time. I know how to fix this. Oh, there you go. I can hear you. Michelle, can you hear me? Yes, there we go. We got our refresh. My computer just completely froze up on me. Some of y'all, stop stealing my Wi-Fi. Stop stealing my damn Wi-Fi. That's what happened.
I think you're trying to get in here. What's up with that?
I know. Everybody get in here and try to steal the damn Wi-Fi. Don't nobody pay towards the bill. Where's your clap at? Can we get you a clap, please? Bam, we made it. Welcome to the show.
I want y'all to get it together.
I know, right? What's going on?
Nothing. What's up? Nice to talk to you again.
Y'all got some snow up there. It's still snowing up there?
No, it's cool today.
Oh, okay, good. That's awesome, because I know y'all had got it bad for a minute up there.
Nah, we doing okay today. We all right.
I gotta ask you, what's up with all your dark novels, your dark books and plays? I be getting real. You got something going on? You want to tell us? You want to lay down on the sofa and talk?
No.
You got something you want to tell everybody? Nah, it's all good. But nah, awesome. I saw the flyer. And shout out to Good to Go Publishing. My Boyfriend's Wife is your new novel. First of all, let's go back to He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. I know you had a great time with that, the whole production. Were you like me? Like, I shot my first late night TV show episode doing late night TV, and after I saw the finished product, I was like, "Oh, I could have did much, much better." So it's time to shoot another one and get it done. Did you kind of feel the same way after the first play?
Yes, after my very first play, which was Coveted, we came a long way since then. Mm-hmm. So a lot of changes.
Good, good. You know you had to talk more, right? You remember last time you kept on giving me short answers on the show.
It's so not my personality. So, you got to work with me.
I will work with you. Tell us about the new play. Like, I'm looking at the cover of the book, My Boyfriend's Wife. How'd you come up with this one?
Me and my graphic designer, we played around with a lot of ideas, and at the end of the day, that's what she came up with. And I thought it was hot. I made lots of posters of it. I love it. I love the blood running over the flowers, the wedding dress, everything. It's fire.
Yeah, it came out good. No, you guys definitely did a great job. Now, the story, the backstory, what is My Boyfriend's Wife about?
It's about a guy, and he has three different women. He has his wife. He has his baby mama that he's been with for years. And then he has the new girl, his girlfriend, that he's in love with. So.
Man. So that's that's Malcolm, right? Malcolm is busy. How does Malcolm juggle all of that?
He's all over the place. And it can be done. I know guys who do this stuff, okay? It can be done.
Now, you know what?
I'm just saying.
And I'm going to ask your whole cast this, because we got the cast on, and I'm going to ask the whole cast this, but I want to hear your answer before you hear theirs. I have
okay.
a good friend of mine named Kiki Richardson. Her name is Kiki Richardson. She does a talk show. It's called Playing Devil's Advocate. And she wrote a book called The Other Woman's Code of Conduct. And in her book, she said that 95, it was like some crazy number. Like, it was over 50%. I'm thinking like 85 to 90% of women have been the other woman.
Ooh,
either they've known
okay.
that they've been either they known they've been the other woman, or they didn't know they were the other woman. Have you ever been the other woman that you know of?
When I found out that I was, absolutely. You don't go into being the other woman. You know, it's something you might find
right.
out later on. Then I hope you end it.
So you did find out. So we are at 100% right now. So her number is
well,
right so far.
I agree with the numbers, because they say 95% of men cheat. So if 95% of men are cheating, that means that many women have to be the other woman. So.
Oh, hold up. I cannot. You know what? As a matter of fact, I cannot let you do this. As a matter of fact, I am about to bring the director of My Boyfriend's Wife, my man, Josh. Josh, what's happening, man?
Nothing much, man. Just hanging in there, you know.
Okay, did you just hear what she said? 95% of men cheat. Come on,
they
now,
do.
Help me out.
I'm gonna say that I'm faithful, so I guess I fall in that other category. Yeah, that other 5%. But I'm gonna just say it. I don't think it's 95% of dudes cheat.
Of course,
but,
you would say that. Whatever.
I'm just gonna go ahead and sit my.
Where my ladies? You need to put the ladies on the line.
Not yet. We are not ready for that yet. And the sad part about it is 100% of women cheat, but only 10% get caught.
That is a lie. What? Are you serious? Right? Okay, I feel like I'm being double seen. Yo, this ain't
uh-oh,
right.
Uh-oh.
Josh, welcome to the show, man. We appreciate you. How'd you get hooked up with this project?
I happen to really just fall right in when Michelle was doing her first play. I happened to have a mentor that turned out to be her best friend that was directing the first play, and I came on as a stagehand at the end just to help and gave, you know, minor direction. And then the time we redid Coveted, which would be the second time we redid it, I was pretty much given, you know, full reins to direct, and I've been doing it ever since.
Man, congratulations, man. And it has to be fun. Like, I did my best to become trying. Well, no, I'm not going to say trying, but I dabbled in the field for a minute, and I got to say I definitely respect the craft of acting, and especially when it comes to plays. And not only that, I got a better understanding of how things go behind the scenes because I've had an opportunity to host a couple of plays and be standing backstage doing the actual play. And you talk about pandemonium back there. Like, I was just like, oh, my goodness, how is stuff getting done? But you guys get it done, and I think working together as a team, I guess, who stresses out the most backstage, Joshua? You can be honest.
Him.
I would say I keep my composure backstage.
I'm going to take the awkward laugh as you.
No, and honestly, I don't stress backstage. I've been on stage and behind stage for probably 10 plus 11 years now, and I really like being on stage. I really like directing. So only time I stress backstage is when, of course, stuff is not going the way it's supposed to be going, and then I turn around and Mache is death glaring at me trying to figure out what's going on. Other than that, I'd be cooling backstage.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know what?
Again.
Yeah, you said you needed some ladies on the line. So we are going to bring in Tiffany S.
Yes.
Tiffany plays Mercy, aka the baby mother, M O V A. That's how they spell it up in D.C. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey. How are you?
Fine.
Tiffany, are you from D.C.?
Yes, I'm from D.C.
What part of D.C. you from?
I lived in Southeast for over 10 years.
Awesome. That's my new girl. She's from Southeast.
No, I'm not.
Awesome. Now she's uptown. Bam, that's my girl. I'm from Southeast, born and raised in Southeast, greatest Southeast Community Hospital. Hey, as a matter of fact, I think I'm coming to Cherry's when I come back, and then I'm hit the Eastover Carnival. Somebody, doggone. No? Nobody
well,
down?
Eastover, really?
Nobody do that no more? Yeah, that's messed up. Tiffany, welcome to the show. You play a character named Mercy. Like, when you read the script, were you Mercy?
No, I actually came in, I auditioned for another role, and they actually called me back for the Mercy role. So when I read Mercy, I was like, well, I think I can pull some Mercy out of myself, you know. Being as though, you know, I lived in Southeast. Well, and I actually work in Southeast now, so I know a couple Mercies.
I do too. I know several Mercies. I know several of them. And for you, like Tiffany, acting, has this always been something you want to do, or is it a new love that you found working with Mache and Josh?
No, I'm actually, I have my bachelor's degree from UDC, and I have a bachelor's in theater arts. So
nice.
I've been on stage for a while now. I actually did all the productions and stuff like that, modeling fashion shows in high school, and it went on from that. I've decided to get into acting when, you know, I got into college.
Good. Congratulations. Now, Mache, I know you've probably seen on television, like, Atlanta is blowing up. Like, it's the new
Hollywood
of the South, yeah. you say. Yeah, it's the new Hollywood. You considering coming down, bringing some of the productions down here?
I would love to come down there. You know, I used to live in Atlanta, so I like the area. And it is the new Hollywood, so to speak. So if we can get down there, we definitely will plan on it at some point.
Well, we're definitely going to invite you down. And have you know what? Too many ladies on the line.
I think next I want to bring up Malcolm, aka QT, where he get all this time at to be juggling all these women around. I have no clue. QT, welcome to the show, man.
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Man, I'm great. Now let me ask you. Michelle said that 95% of men cheat, some crazy number like that. Please tell me you don't
do that. Don't do that.
I don't agree with that. I mean, I think definitely most men cheat, but I don't think it's 95%. You know, I fall into the 5%.
But y'all think 100% of women cheat? Really? Really?
My girl don't cheat.
Possibly.
I'm just saying.
Now tell me about your character. Tell me about your character, Malcolm. Do you know a Malcolm in real life?
You know, I know a couple of Malcolms in real life. I mean, I think we all do, but I don't. I think he's crazy, really. He's
Ain't he crazy?
He's very insensitive to people's feelings, and he just really don't know what he want to do, and he always changing his mind. So he's crazy.
He is. You know what? Let's ask somebody else how crazy he is on the line. Heather is on the line, aka Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Now, is your husband Malcolm? Is he crazy in real life, or he just play one on stage?
Malcolm does no wrong. I just want to be happy with Malcolm.
Oh Lord.
No one else can have Malcolm.
No, I don't think this relationship isn't going to work.
You in the,
here we go.
Is that you in the dress, Michelle?
Yeah. Malcolm? No. Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, my God.
I was fine if you got on the line.
The play isn't until the 14th, y'all. Stop it. Stop it.
he don't like me for real anyway. It's okay.
Wait, why would you say that?
Now.
You just murdered me.
See, look at y'all. Hold on. Can y'all have this conversation after the show, please? I'll give y'all each other number and y'all get whatever y'all got going on. Now, Michelle, you're working with Michelle again. You work with her on He Loves Me, He Loves You Not. Now, I know this is your second production. Are you having fun acting?
I am having fun trying to challenge my inner crazy. I never knew how hard it would be to actually get crazy, and there's some genuinely crazy people out here.
Yes, they are. Let me see who this is online. I think this may be who we missing. Are we missing Hunter?
701-202. And Ananda.
Oh, it's Ananda. This Ananda.
Two people. Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, is this Ananda? She's saying hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, Ananda, welcome. Better late than never, right?
Right. I've been sitting here.
Some tips.
I'm trying to tell my side of the story. That's all.
Mm. this is Tiffany B. Now, Tiffany B, you played a girlfriend. Have you been the other girlfriend before in real life, or is that just too personal?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
I have had a time when I was dating somebody I was in college and found out he had a girlfriend, and you know she came after me and I didn't even know about her. So I think a lot of women, the problem is if we do self love and hold each other up, you'll realize that half the time we didn't even know about you. You should be taking this out on the guy, not me. So, but as I got older, I haven't had that problem. Luckily, I've been blessed.
That's good. That's good. Now, when you read the script for the first time, like, did you really, like, enjoy how real the story is? Because it's like when Michelle put his story together, they just come to life in this real-life stuff. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Oh, I've done so many plays with Michelle. I love them. They're all something that somebody can relate to. You know what I mean? And so even back in the day when He Loves Me, He Loves You Now, when I, you know, played Crazy Felicia, just different ones. I love challenging myself and doing different characters. But all her stories are relatable, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Now I think we're missing one more person. 310. No. That's the wrong one. No, that's my next guest. Sorry, I got too many people calling in. DC is killing it tonight. So shout out to DC. When is the play, Michelle?
March 14th. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And where are you guys doing the play?
At the Arc Theater. Did you put Calvin on the line?
Is Calvin here? I don't see Calvin. Is Calvin here?
He gone?
I don't see Calvin.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. We can come. Y'all can come back and do it again before the play. But tell us about the play. I mean, tell us about the dates, Michelle. You know, you just stop and then talk. I'm going to call you next week, and we're going to do a radio interview 101. Is that cool?
No, I'm ADD.
I won't even charge you for it.
I told you to work with me.
I won't even charge you for it. You know what? Let me do it this way. Hey, Josh.
Hey.
When is the play?
The play is March 14th at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Arc Theater in D.C.
And tickets?
Tickets are on sale now. You can catch them from your cashier.
Are you talking about me?
You can catch them from Harriet. Or you can go to arthurmache.ticketleap.com. Sounds all right. That's right.
Bam. Bam. There you go. I am so glad that y'all do plays and not radio. So,
ooh,
oh,
don't do that. Ooh. Watch them out.
The shade. Oh, man.
Hey, bro.
The palm tree.
We ain't come for you.
Don't come for nobody.
You say that later.
Hey, hold on. That's what I was supposed to say. No shade, right? Oh, my bad.
No, it's all shade. We still have shade.
But now I am so happy. I'm so happy, and congratulations. As a matter of fact, guys, if you want more information tonight, I'll put it up on michaelmcfadden.com for more information about the play. And if you're up in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, what's right above D.C.? Is that Vermont or Connecticut or New Hampshire? No, that's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Yeah, all those cities and states around the D.C. area and the DMV come out and support, and it's going to be a great show. And so proud of y'all, and thank you, all of y'all, for calling in tonight and hanging out with us. And I want to hear, please tell us about, I want to hear after the play, Michelle, call. We're going to set up something, call back, tell us how it went. And like I said, I want to see if I can help you get the play down here in ATL, okay?
Oh, that's what's up. Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. I got your back. So shout out to Michelle, Tiffany B, Tiffany S, Calvin, QT, and Josh. Thank you guys so very much. I know the play is going to be a success. And if y'all need anything, holler at me and let me know. All right?
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Right. Yes. Thank y'all for dropping by. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. Hey, I tell you what. You know, when you do a show by yourself, it's awesome because, we got everybody. Yeah, bam. We good. Everybody's good to go. That was super duper awesome. As a matter of fact, check out the play, ladies and gentlemen. If you're up in the D.C. area, shout out to Good to Go Publishing. The book, the novel is called My Boyfriend's Wife, and they're going to be doing the stage play up in D.C. Next Saturday, March 14th up there. I have all the information up there on the website, michaelmcfadden.com. So for more information, bam, y'all do that. Support them, and shout out to Michelle and the whole cast, Josh, all you guys. Good work. Keep it up. Hey, don't go nowhere because we come back. Mr. Waller to be in the building. I promise you. I almost said Tony Grisham with Michael McFadden. I am so 7 o'clock a.m. And you know what? Shout out to all my people up in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. That's how we say it, even from D.C., Maryland. Hey, we'll be right back. Real talk with Michael McFadden.
Yeah. Pretty baby, you are the soul that's not my control. Every time I'm near you, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then a rapture in your magic music all around me. Crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you. Turns me a slave. Now, baby, I want you to come and do with me all the things that you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Look at y'all. I'm saying
prostate, dude. I got to get my prostate checked. It's been on my spirit.
I checked it.
No, no, no. Shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I got to really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even got to take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up for your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody did that.
Huh?
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right?
Oh.
Man? We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 402, if you're counting. Shout out to all my folks up in the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, for checking in. And once again, shout out to Mache and the cast of My Boyfriend's Wife, the stage play that's coming to D.C. March 14th, 2015. For more information, all you got to do is visit the website, michaelmcfadden.com. Hey, awesome. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, Tony and Griff Show, Michael McFadden, TGSMM.com. Nikita Todd Stanley is going to be hanging out with us. And Brandy from Black, the group Black, she's going to be hanging out with us tomorrow as well. And as always, me, Griff, Tony, me and Tony. Griff will be back. I think Griff is back next week. He's been in South Africa for a little bit doing his comedian thing over there, killing it over there in South Africa. So I think Griff will be back next week. But I think it's about some time for some R&R for me, too. So I might be taking a couple of days off. Yes, for real. Our next guest is not really a guest because he is Michael Walton, the Michael Walton Foundation. As a matter of fact, Michael's doing some great things in the community. You can visit the website, michaelwaltonfoundation.org. And I guess, you know, like one of my first questions that I'm asking when he comes on the line is, can you still run? Ladies and gentlemen, he's in the building, Mr. Michael Walton. What's happening, sir?
What's happening, Mike? How you doing, man?
Man, I am awesome. Congratulations to you and the 501c3 nonprofit organization. You still got some speed, though? You still running?
Come on, man. It's always there. It's always there, man.
Always there, man. How's your day going?
Fantastic, man. On the East Coast, enjoying this weather.
That's right. Now, I'm here in Atlanta. Where are you?
I'm based out of Washington, D.C., but I'm in Providence, Rhode Island at the moment. So we really hammered up here. Yeah.
Oh, man, I can only imagine. And we just had the whole cast from the play from D.C. Just a second ago. D.C.'s my hometown, born and raised in Southeast D.C., man.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Southeast in the house.
That's right, man. Now tell me a little bit about your background as a professional track and field athlete.
So, man, I'm out of USC, University of Southern California. I competed for the Trojans, up through 2000, 2001. And after that, I met the gentleman that coached me throughout my entire professional career, Al Joyner, the husband of the late Florence Griffith Joyner and brother of Jackie Joyner Kersey. And he took me under his wing, and man, I was able to accomplish some tremendous things that I honestly didn't know I had in me, that he was kind of able to pull out of me throughout my professional career. So, and that led me and gave me the platform to create something, even greater and kind of find my calling with this community work that I've been doing over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that, as an athlete and getting to work with just legends like you work with over the years, and I'm sure you got some great advice, and then starting the Michael Walton Foundation back in 2002, man, and helping out the inner city youth of D.C. It's something about D.C., man, that when you look at our inner city compared to any other cities in the United States of America, man, it always seems like our kids are just a little further behind in D.C., man.
It's funny because, you know, we do our programs throughout the country, so it's not just in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we're in Reno, Nevada, we're in L.A., you know, we did a stint in Brazil a couple of years ago, so we've been around. And, you know, I do this in a bunch of different places, and what I tell the kids in D.C. is, and what I see in them, like, they set the tone for a lot of what these youth in different pockets of the country are doing. To me, like, they're trendsetters.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, you know, from an educational standpoint, I don't know, man. There's something lacking there that, you know, we definitely have to get a hold of. But there's, in terms of promise and potential, man, you'd be hard-pressed to find any area in the country, that DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, in terms of talent and potential, it's heavy there.
Yeah, and you know, growing up there, man, I never, looking at the tags, the car tags growing up in D.C., and it said taxation without representation. I never knew what that really meant until I got older, obviously. But, yeah, that's probably one of the problems up there in D.C. But you know, just congratulations and the stuff that you do, man. Like now, you know, compare back to 02 when you started the foundation to fast forward now to 2015, I'm sure the message has to be different. One of the books that I read that completely changed my life as an adult was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. With the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class don't. Has your message changed over the years, Michael?
To be honest, it stayed pretty consistent. I think because we reach, you know, so many kids from around the country and so many different places that, you know, like the first school that I went into back in, what was it, 2002, you know, 2001 or what have you, and spoke to a group of middle school kids, I wrote, you know, the speech out, and it was a bunch of different points that I wanted to hit. And, like, I've used that same outline for the last 10 years. Like, all the points that I hit now, like, the message hasn't changed. And, you know, like I like to tell a lot of the adults and a lot of the youth, it's, you know, these are the same kids that we were when we were growing up. It's just they're facing a different set of circumstances, you know. But, I mean, you know, kids are kids. They just need to be guided. They just need to be guided through what they're facing now, you know. Their circumstances are different than ours. But, you know, technology and access has created a whole different monster.
What was it for you, Michael, growing up? You know, who was that person, or what was that moment in your life where you could have either went a totally different way? You know, what was it for you as a teenager that said, you know what, I want to get this right the first time?
You know, I didn't get it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took me a while, man. I really struggled in high school. I was one of those kids that was, you know, had the potential and ability to be exceptional, but, you know, was just kind of treading this average line, you know what I mean, for whatever reason. And so for me was, you know, my mother, who was, you know, my mentor and obviously very influential in my life, I had a moment where it was actually after high school where I received a scholarship offer to a school. And I was set to go to that school, and a situation ended up occurring where they took that scholarship off the table. I didn't find this out until I actually showed up on my visit to the school.
Wow.
And that was kind of like the crossroads moment in my life where I could have went one way or the other. And, you know, thankfully I had my mother, like, right there at that moment to tell me, like, don't let that moment define you in a bad way. You know, and I took it, and I used the momentum from that to propel me, you know, and it took me to USC, and it took me to being a professional athlete and all these other things that, you know, had I not had that moment, you know, who knows?
When you talk about the message that you're giving students out there, and two things that come to mind that I think, like, as a generation, and I'm 44, and I think that we totally dropped the ball on generations,
you know, on that younger generation after us, man, is hope and direction. And you talk about it in the foundation, and that's what you give. Like, how do we continue to build the message of hope and direction when we have to battle against big media? When we have to battle against the stuff that's on radio, the stuff that they see on TV, and the images and stuff like that. How do we fight that fight, Michael?
We got to show up. And what I mean by
show
that
up,
is
there you go.
You got to show up in the building, you know? Like, so with our programs, we take, you know, we work with a lot of what I like to call celebrity and, you know, other professional athlete role models that I bring into the school, into these schools around the country. And what it does is it takes a lot of the, you know, kind of the makeup off what perception is. You know, because, you know, kids mm-hmm. have perception of what it takes to be, you know, whatever, professional athlete, you know, actress, musician, whatever. We take all that perception away and we give them the reality. But I think it takes you being in their face and being a real person and showing up. You know, they respect mm-hmm. that. That way they don't have to get it through the media. You know what I mean? Like they're getting it up close and personal. And it's real to them.
That's right. When they see us there, when we're, like you said, when we're in the building, when we're delivering a message, and I think one thing too that inspires them a lot too is that, you know, because of our backgrounds and where we come from, like, we're relatable. You have to be relatable to the kids so that they know that, you know, that I've been through this before. Hey, guys, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Michael Walton, the Michael Walton Foundation. As a matter of fact, if you got a Facebook page, like a billion people do, you can actually like the Facebook page, Michael Walton Foundation. Go on there and hit the like button, and you can follow the message and what Michael's doing. You know what, Michael, I think one of the good things about Foundation, that you just said, is that you have to show up. And, like, a lot of foundations, they can't be there to show up if we don't support. And I'm sure that there's a way that we can support you tonight financially, right?
Always. I mean, that always mm-hmm. helps. Finances help, you know, run and us to run what we're doing and get across to more kids. But another thing that helps also is volunteers. Like I said, that's a part of the whole show. And now, to me, we can't sit back and complain about the direction of you know, the current generation of youth and what they are or are not doing if we're not, you know, kind of putting our money where our mouth is. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we got to show up and be the leaders and role models and examples and do the work. So I think we have a strong volunteer component as well. We do programs that bring in organizations from around D.C. and around different parts of the country to present workshops to these students on life skills, college, and career-related course-type curriculum. You know, so I think all those things are definitely instrumental and play a key part in how a person can help. But, of course,
hey.
Money, of course, go onto the page, hit the donate button. I mean, that helps us reach. So to date, we've reached over 160,000 students across, you know, the U.S. and over in Brazil over the last 10 years. And those dollars that you donate helps us reach, you know, another kid. So, of course, do that.
You got a seventh grade student up in PG County, man, that said, even if no one else believes in me, I believe in myself. He also said that and trust that I can do anything that I put my mind to. Thank you, Michael Walton, for setting a good example by achieving goals every day and finding the time to teach us kids to believe, study, and work hard. You know, my next question was going to be what motivates you, but obviously when you hear stuff like this from seventh grade students, 10th grade students, seniors, sixth grade, I'm sure that's very, very motivating to you.
And that's just it, man. We hear, you know, not only me, but everyone else that we bring, you know, on these, bring into the schools with us, like, we hear these same stories over and over and over, how us being there, how us showing up made the difference, you know. And mm-hmm. to me, that's all the inspiration that you need. Like, once you hear that, You know, and once you can feel the difference that you've made, that if you can turn back on that, God bless you. You know, but for me, like, I can't know that, you know, that what I've done has had such an impact and not go back and continue, you know, to have that impact over and over and over. And that's just it, man. That's what inspiration is.
Man, that's awesome. Any plans of being down in the ATL soon?
Man, I want to come, man. Y'all got to have me out there.
Man, we got to make this happen. I'm going to get in touch with Keith, man. We're going to see if we can make that happen.
Hey, you know, I got family out there, man. My family is from Columbus, Georgia, so, you know, I'm a heartbeat away. And, you know, I know Big Tigger and, you know, a lot of y'all out there, so it would be nothing to set up a tour in Atlanta in a heartbeat.
Okay, that'll work. I'm glad you said you got family here, because, as a matter of fact, I think we was going to put you up in one of them motels on Metropolitan Parkway, or a.k.a. Stewart Avenue, where you enter your room from the outside. So,
nah, man. We can't have that, man.
Like I said, we can't have
that. I won't be coming back after that. I might not be able to come back.
I'm gonna pass on this one. I'll be down there another time. But no, that's awesome. You got any events that's coming up that we need to know about that we can help you out with?
Always we're doing programming throughout the year in DC, so we, you know, go onto the website, we'll have some updates there. You can follow me at Mike Walton USA on Twitter, official Michael Walton on Instagram. We'll be in Reno, interestingly enough, in April 23rd, doing a program called the Role Model Summit in Reno, Nevada, that brings together athletes from around different areas of the country, professional athletes. And so if you're in Reno, come check us out. Other than that, we're always going to be around. So MichaelWaltonFoundation.org is the website where you can kind of track where we're at and how we're progressing. But that's what we got.
That'll work, man. I'm up in D.C. a couple times a year, so next time I'm up there and you get out of snowy Rhode Island and you make it down to D.C., man, we need to hook up. And like I said, maybe I could definitely come up, man, if you're in the schools or something.
Hey, Mike, let me know, man. We always in the school, so chances are if you're there, I got something lined up. Like, come on, I'm going to put you to work.
Hey, I ain't afraid of a little work at all. I am not afraid of no work at all, man. Michael, it is a pleasure talking to you, man. I can't wait to shake your hand. And as a matter of fact, at 44, man, I can still run that 100, but I just don't know how fast I can run it. So if I can start at the 50, maybe, if you give me a little leeway.
Hey, look, Mike, this is what I tell people about getting older, man. It's not that you can't still do what you could do when you were younger. It's just so hard coming back. It's the day after. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might could get a good 50. You're going to be hurting for about a month afterwards. So that's the difference, man, that comeback.
Man, I was watching some of Kobe's special over the weekend.
Yeah.
Man, and they did
an awesome special
at Showtime. And Kobe is such a great athlete, man, but his mindset was just like he was being the best. But like you said, boy, Father Time was catching up to him, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, that's so real, though. Everything, music, I checked it out yesterday. Everything he said is right on point, man. You got to, it's not that you can't do what you used to do. It's just it's so much maintenance of your body that you have to do as you get older so that you can come back and do it the next. And that's the
challenge.
Right.
And you know what? For the foundation, with Michael Walton Foundation, waking up every morning to go empower the youth across the United States, it gets easier with time because it's not as physical on our body as it normally is. And then the reward in it is awesome when you can help 6th through 12th graders just find their purpose in life at an early age and begin to strive towards greatness, man. So congratulations on everything that you do, Michael. And if you need anything, like I said, I'll be up in that area all the time. So definitely look forward to hooking up with you, bro.
No doubt, man. We're going to make it happen. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, man. And stay out of that snow, man. I heard up there in that snow when it get real thick, y'all be trying to jump out the windows in the snowbank.
Look, they ice banks now, man. Nobody jumping off now. It's ice at this point. It's been up there so long.
Oh, man. Well, cool, man. Well, you be safe up there, man. You call us if you need anything, and thank you very much. And Keith, thank you, Keith. We appreciate you, man. So you take care, and we'll holler at you soon.
No doubt. Thanks, Mike.
All right, man. Hey, guys, Michael Walton, check him out, the foundation, Michael Walton Foundation, the website, michaelwaltonfoundation.org. If you can't, like you said, show up. That's the bottom line. Show up. This is career. This is our career school, career daytime. Like, I spend a lot of time, like, after the morning show, I'm running to the schools because I make commitments with the schools and say, hey, I'm coming in to do career day. Showing up is the first part. And Michael Walton does that. The foundation, michaelwaltonfoundation.org. Go there. If you can't show up, then drop a little change towards the foundation because we're going to be making a donation here from Real Talk with Michael McFadden. They're going to donate now, but right there. Matter of fact, we're going to make a donation before we get off the air. Promise you that. Real talk. Yup. Hey, do me a favor. Don't go nowhere. No, I'm talking about not going nowhere. No, it's time for us to go. I got to say shout out to my guest, Michelle. Thank you for hanging out with us. The play is called My Boyfriend's Wife. Thank you to Michelle, Tiffany B, Tiffany S, Calvin, QT, and Josh for stopping by. The play is going down not this Saturday, March 14th. And also shout out to Michael Walton, michaelwaltonfoundation.org. Tomorrow, tgsmm.com. Tony Griff Show with Michael McFadden. And join us Monday right back here on Real Talk with Michael McFadden when we have, God dog it. I was talking so much and forgot my girl name. How I forget my girl name? God, it's messed up. We're about to go off. I didn't write her name down. Damn it. See what happened. So what? It's live radio. So what? It's live radio. I'm about to tell y'all. Hold on. I got it right here. Don't cut me off yet, BTR. I got 10 seconds. Don't cut me off. Monifa. That's her name. Monifa. She'll be with us on Monday. Real Talk with Mike McFadden. We'll holler at you.